The preceding verse tells us that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth, and that he manifested himself in Christ Jesus, who is truth. This verse seems to support Trinitarianism. However, the fact that they are one, numeric one, not expressing unity, informs us that the three are simply three revealing facts about a single being. It does not say there are three persons in heaven. Since the previous verse refers to the witness of the man Jesus Christ, we should assume that the three witnesses are about the Holy Spirit. The translation of begetter as father and the expression of thought as word serve to make these aspects of the one being as individual persons. The translation of this as these also was done to imply multiplicity in the Godhead. It expresses the fact that our Lord Jesus is the way that all things were created or begotten, Father. The truth about himself, existence and purpose, the Word. And the life source, the Holy Spirit, John 14:6. Our God is the Holy Spirit, who speaks the word from his soul and manifests himself physically in Christ Jesus. Understand that fathering is a function of creation. Understand that word is expression of thought. Understand that spirit is essence and substance. Note that these facts bear record in heaven. This means that they are spirit realm revelations or records, which are not discernible by carnal-minded people. Matthew 13:11. Here is another way of understanding that the Lord is not three persons, but one. The Holy Spirit is the Father of Christ Jesus. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Christ Jesus. Jesus is the image of the Father. Jesus is the Father. Jesus has all power in heaven and earth. Jesus is Lord. Our Lord Jesus is Creator, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He is spirit, soul, and body. To paraphrase this verse, there are three spiritual witnesses to the validity of Christ Jesus as Creator, Savior, Lord, and King. The fact that he was born of a virgin by the Holy Spirit, the biblical prophecies that were fulfilled in him, including his death and resurrection, and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit that he said would happen. When tempted to think of three persons, always refer back to John 1:1 to understand that there is only one person, and he is Spirit and Word. Spirit is that which characterizes. Word is that which expresses the character. Our Lord Jesus is the expression of his Holy Spirit. When tempted to reference the baptism Jesus spoke of in Matthew 28:19, note that these three have a single name, Jesus. It didn't say names of. We are to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.